You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mediumship Uncovered, all the way from, I am actually in Sydney, in Bella Vista. Close to where I grew up. I have a show tonight with the amazing TJ. He's been busy traveling the world, working from all different places, and he is now in Australia. So we're doing a show together at Seven Hills Spiritual Centre, to be exact. So we'll be there at 7:30 tonight. So there are tickets still available, and you can get these tickets on MediumDonnaYoung.com, and you can also purchase tickets at the door. So hope to see you all there. I'm really excited about the show tonight. And so I'm back. And thank you for everyone who follows my show on a weekly basis. I get really excited about seeing you all and spreading messages from Spirit. And I woke up this morning and I had this message from Spirit straight away, and it's like the energy's changed as well. Who's noticed the energy's changed with this last full moon? It's been very exciting. A lot of us don't see the excitement yet, but we're feeling the excitement from the moon, from everything that's happening. It's like a lot of us are about to move into the next phase of life, moving into the next chapter. So where things are coming to an end, things are changing, things are just falling in our lap. It's where we've done all the hard work, we've put in all the energy into everything that we've wanted and worked so hard for is now starting to come to us where we're able to actually see it. And that's going to kick us off for the next 10-year cycle, where we're going to actually really achieve a lot in the next 10 years, so especially in the next 12 months. Okay, now I've got someone just come in, Janice from the US, from Missouri. I think that's right. I can never say your towns and cities correctly. How are you?
Donna, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Did I say that the right way? I don't think I did.
In Missouri, yes, you did. You said it right.
Uh-huh. Oh, I did. There you go. Okay, well, welcome. So thank you for following my show. Welcome to my show today. So you know how I work. I communicate directly with Spirit. So, and you can ask any questions as we go as well to make sure I cover everything, or you can ask for someone in particular as well. Okay.
Okay.
I've got a fair few people in Spirit for you, love, and I'm straight away getting a mother coming through more than anything. She stepped forward. Do you have a sister in Spirit as well?
Yes, I have several.
Because I've got one sister in particular. She's telling me she looked similar to you, and she's telling me that she's around you. I'm not sure if yous were closest in age. Oh, I just went deaf for some reason. So I don't know if she had problems with her hearing, but I just went totally deaf in my left ear. So I'm not sure if that is to do with you or it has something to do with her, but she's talking about where, did you have disagreements before she passed?
No.
Okay. Because she's talking about, okay, let me ask her what she's talking about. She's talking about where, had you not seen each other?
No.
Okay. Because she's talking about, I'm getting very confused with her, so I'm not sure if this is to do with her, but very confused, and I feel like this is how she was before she passed. And she's actually talking about where, now was she in a hospital before she passed? She's talking about a hospital?
Yes, she was. Yes, she was.
And she's saying that she was in a hospital and she couldn't communicate, she's saying. And she's saying, and were you with her?
Yes, I was.
Because she's saying you were with her and you were holding her hand. And what she's saying is there was so much she wanted to say, but she couldn't say it. And she wants you to know that she wasn't even in her body. She was standing next to you. And there was no pain in her passing, she's talking about. But while my ear went funny, she's saying to me, I could hear everything that you were saying to me. And she wants you to know I'm okay. She loves you so much. She says, Mum got me. Mum's got me. And is there two other sisters on the other side?
Yeah, I lost my husband and I just feel he knew something was wrong with him and he didn't share.
Yep. Okay. He's there too. And you're,
yes.
And he was waiting for you to ask for him. That quite often happens when, especially in this kind of forum, because he doesn't want you to cry. He was so protective over you. He never wanted you to cry, and he didn't want to upset you. And he's talking about, did everything happen all of a sudden with his passing?
Yes, yes.
And did he have something to do with his passing? Because he blames himself, if that makes sense.
It does, but I don't know. I'm just confused about that, you know.
Because he's talking about he blames himself because he knew that there was something wrong. And he talks about not getting things looked at, not getting things. It's almost like he had a fear around going to the doctors. It had a real fear and a real fear of, it's almost like he thought that he was going to be okay. He thought that he was unstoppable. Does that make sense?
Right.
And he said, not for 1 minute I thought I was going anywhere. And he's talking, but deep down he knew that there was something seriously wrong. And he's talking about, I didn't want to find out. I didn't want to know because how do I tell you something like that? He's saying.
Yep.
Okay. And he loves you dearly. You feel him around you at night. You feel him in bed. You see the bed move, even the blankets move. And he wants to confirm that that's him. He says, well, no one else would be in my wife's bed.
Exactly.
and he's a real character.
Yes, he is.
And he just wants you to know he's around you all the time. He is there. And you are feeling him. And do you have a dog as well?
Yes, I do.
Because he's talking about the dog sees him.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's the last thing he got me for before he passed.
Yeah.
I mean, I had him for a while, but yep, that's, yep.
Yep. And he says, look after the dog.
Okay.
Yeah. And he says, he talks about the dog and he says, the dog sees me. It's like the dog bails him up sometimes.
Oh my God. Oh.
So when you see the dog barking at nothing, that's
Okay. Okay. Unbelievable. Now that answers a lot of questions for me.
Yeah. So when you hear the dog, a lot of the time it's him, and where he's in the corner, he says. But he,
yep.
Yeah, and he fights over having your attention.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh.
Well, it was lovely to meet you, Janice. I hope I answered all your questions. You have so many people around you, but your sister had to come in to let you know that she heard you. She knows that you were there. She just couldn't talk.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I appreciate that. Okay. All righty. Thank you.
That's okay. All right, love. Bye. All right, everyone. Thank you. So, okay, I've got a really quick message. I had a younger man come in, and this was just before we went live, and I had this younger man come in, and I feel like he had a heart attack, but where this wasn't the cause of his illness, this was the cause of his passing, but it wasn't the cause of his illness. I feel like there was more problems around the lungs and where he may have even had MS. And this young man, I'm seeing, he's telling me he was 31 and he's talking about his mum watching the live and he wants her to know that he's okay. He's talking about where he lived a good life, even though it was short, and mum looked after me all the time. And he just, and where mum doesn't know how to move on, and he says, mum, get moving. He's talking about a move of house, moving into a different province. So this must be someone from over in America, because we don't use that word. And he's talking about moving back home to a different province, and I'm seeing a man being there waiting for you where you've been single or on your own for quite some time. So he's saying, go, mum, do it. It's like there's a fear around moving to that next chapter, but just go for it because your son's going to be with you. Okay, everyone. So it was lovely to see you all. I went to an amazing circle last night, and I got to sit in the energy, and it was a physical circle, so where things moved around, and it was just phenomenal. And we only see what we believe, and just remember that. So the more we believe in, the more amazing things we will see. So remember, have a check on your belief system and just be open to everything, because anything is possible in this world. And that's what I love about spirituality. See you at my show tonight, some of you, and have a great week, and I'll see you next week. See ya.